From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you with this another edition of the Living Truth Radio program, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries right here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Let me begin today by asking you a simple question. Have you ever been involved in taking inventory for a business? Well, if you have, you know that it's tedious work, as each and every item and piece of product in that particular business must be considered. Taking inventory truly is something that is very, very important to anybody's life, and particularly if you have a business, it's very important to take that inventory. I remember when I was growing up in western Pennsylvania that my grandfather had a grocery store. And every year, actually on New Year's Day, the family would get together and take inventory of the product that was in that particular store. It was long, it was tedious, and it was revealing. And of course, my granddad used to use that to try to determine if he had a good year or a bad year. I always looked forward to it because after we did the inventory, my grandfather would take us out for a nice meal, and of course, that was something to enjoy as well. Inventory, taking a look at your business, taking a look at your church, taking a look at your life. And so the question is, have you ever taken inventory of your life? Now think about that for a moment. Because to do so, you must take a very good, in-depth look at each and every aspect of your life, including the physical, the social, the occupational, the educational, and the spiritual, to see if you are growing and being productive in each of these areas. Have you ever done that? Have you ever taken a look at your physical life to see if your physical condition is what it should be? Have you ever taken a good look or inventory of your social life to see if it is truly biblical? Have you ever taken a look at your occupational life to see if you are in the occupation that God would have you to be in and if you are doing it to the glory of God? Have you ever taken a look at your educational life? Taken an inventory as to what you are doing educationally? Keep in mind that our education doesn't stop when we graduate from school or from college. It's something that we need to do throughout the course of our lives. We need to continue to learn. But more importantly, have you ever taken inventory of your spiritual life, of your walk with the Lord, of your service unto Christ? Have you ever done that? Can you say that today, particularly spiritually speaking, that you are growing and being productive in your walk with Christ spiritually? I think that's something that we should keep before us at all times. And certainly when we take an inventory of our lives, particularly now, that inventory, if it's going to be effective, must be both truthful and objective. In other words, we must not cover over anything. We must examine things as they are according to the biblical worldview and then respond where we need to respond to make our lives more effective for the Lord. I believe the Bible teaches us that Christians should take spiritual inventory of their lives often, using the Scripture as the guideline so as to make sure that they do not walk away from God. I want to repeat that statement, because maybe it's something that some of you have never, ever considered. And that is this, that I believe the Bible teaches that every Christian should take spiritual inventory of their lives often, using the Scripture as the guideline so as to make sure that they are not walking away from God. Many times when we examine our lives or take inventory of our lives, we compare ourselves with somebody else. We say, well, I'm not as bad as that person, or I'm not as sluggish as that individual, but other people should not be the guide, the directive for our inventory. The Word of God should be our guide. The Word of God should be our directive. The Holy Spirit should be the source of our inventory when we look at our lives to see if we are everything that God wants us to be and if we are doing everything that God wants us to do. And so, the question of the week is simply this. Have you taken inventory in your life? Have you done a personal examination of your life to see if everything is in line in your life with the will and the way of Almighty God? Have you? We're going to talk about that this week. And as we do, we might ask this question. You might ask this question specifically, and that is, how do I take inventory of my life spiritually? Sure, I would like to take inventory. Sure, I see the necessity of taking inventory, but how do I examine my life to the point that I can really test it to see if it is what God wants it to be? Well, back in the Old Testament book of Lamentations, we have an indication as to what we must do in relationship to this concept of taking personal inventory. In Lamentations chapter 3 in verse 40, we have a very, very short verse, but notice what it says. It says, "Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord." Pretty simple, is it not? But yet, I think that it's a very clear directive. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. That's Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 40. Now keep in mind that in the book of Lamentations, Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, is mourning over the destruction of Jerusalem because of their sin. And throughout the book of Lamentations, there are calls for personal and national inventory and a turning back to God. That's what Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 40 is all about. Lamentations is the book of weeping. Jeremiah has often been referred to as the weeping prophet. And the reason why he wept so much, and even the reason why there is a lot of weeping, as it were, in the book of Lamentations, is because as Jeremiah looked at the nation, he realized that the Jewish people had not been following the principles of God and His Word. He was fearful. He was concerned. He was brokenhearted. And so he said to them, under the inspiration of the Spirit of God here, in Lamentations 3 and verse 40, let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Throughout the course of this series this week, we are going to use that verse as a foundation for this personal inventory. And there are three points that we can see right here from the verse. Number one, let us search our lives. Number two, let us try our ways. And number three, let us turn to the Lord. Some pretty serious thoughts, don't you think? Let us search our lives. Let us try our ways. Let us turn to the Lord. First of all, we're going to look at this statement, let us search our lives. You see it right there in Lamentations 3 and verse 20, where it says, let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Now, the search that we are talking about here is to be conducted in order to determine our relationship with and our obedience to God and His Word. And that's very important. In fact, that's something that we should do on the course of each and every day of our life, to determine our relationship with and our obedience to God. Let us search our lives. And so here at the very outset of this study that we are going to be conducting throughout the course of this week, let me ask you this question. What is your relationship with the Lord like? First of all, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you come to the point of realizing that you were a lost sinner and that Jesus Christ is the Savior and He died on the cross to provide salvation for you? And then, having realized those things, you called upon the name of the Lord and asked Him to save you. Have you done that? Are you a Christian? Do you know that you're saved? You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You see, beloved, it's important that you know that you are saved, because without knowing you're saved, without making certain of your salvation, it is very possible that you would spend eternity separated from God in the lake of fire. Now, that may not sound too pleasurable, but that's the reality of it. If you die without trusting Jesus Christ as Savior, you will spend eternity in the lake of fire. No doubt about that, for that's what the Bible says. So we're talking about conducting a spiritual search in our lives to determine our relationship with and our obedience to God and His Word. Are you saved? Are you? Are you living in obedience to God as a Christian? Are you? Are you taking heed to the Word of God as a Christian? Are you? Well, those are some extremely important concepts to consider, and I trust that you'll, right now, this very moment, stop and examine your life to see if truly you are all that God would have you to be. Now, tomorrow, the Lord willing, we're going to dig into this in a deeper fashion, and so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, God bless you. Keep looking up and remember the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.